in our guest in our studio here.
In the hot seat.
Slightly delayed, but they have smiles on their faces, songs in their heart, because they have stuff that they want to talk about. We have Rod Ray Kick and Mike Miley from MyTransponder.com. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you for coming out. So what is MyTransponder.com?
It almost sounds like, Fisher-Price, my first transponder.
Yeah,
kind of
really.
Sure.
Wow. It's an adult educational toy, right?
Sometimes. It's pretty entertaining. MyTransponder.com is social networking for aviation. So think of sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and all these other kinds of ways that folks are communicating and connecting on the internet. We've built a platform for aviators, for pilots, from the ground up to help folks connect and make aviation more social.
Oh, well, aviation has always been a very social event, but I like the fact that you have internet connectivity between aviation groups, because communication in aviation is very important.
Yeah, we didn't sort of try to invent new habits for pilots. We looked at how do we enable pilots? How do we do things online that help them do what they do offline and what comes naturally? So what comes naturally to the pilots? Well, they like to talk about themselves, right?
Yeah, that's for
yes.
Sure. That and talk about their airplanes.
Yeah, exactly. So we're enabling that by allowing folks to come on to MyTransponder.com and create a pilot profile. And unlike general sites like Facebook or MySpace, this is a profile built from the ground up to let pilots talk about their aviation experiences. Where did they train? What aircraft are they flying? Where's their home base? And then by populating their profile with that kind of information, it helps them connect with other pilots that may be flying the same kind of airplanes or flying the same kind of missions that they are.
Do you have space on your website for the same kind of horror stories and hangar flying that we always hear about at airports?
Absolutely. Pilots create groups and blogs and can upload photos and really share their stories online with their friends who they can connect with on the site, as well as sharing it with folks who are maybe new to aviation. So we have different categories as you kind of progress through the aviation community, and you can identify yourself as an aviation enthusiast, or maybe you're about to start training. You can become a prospective student pilot, or if you're already a pilot, you can identify what level kind of flying you're doing, whether you're flying commercial or military or general aviation, and then connect with the other folks in the aviation community that match up with your experience.
Well, let me ask you this. Is this aimed strictly at pilots, or can anybody join in on this?
We built the platform with pilots in mind, but with the entire aviation community able to participate in the site. So we've got categories for air traffic controllers, maintainers, air crew, and all the way out to just folks who have a passion for aviation.
Irate passengers.
Yeah, there you go. Lost luggage, all that kind of good stuff. That's great. What was the motivation behind this? What was the spark of inspiration?
Did you find the other websites just too cumbersome or too wide open?
Well, people ask that a lot, and I'm a big fan of what folks like Facebook are doing. But Facebook's good at everything, but not great at anything. We knew that there was an opportunity to build a platform that's specific to the aviation community and our specific needs, and so that we could enable things like talking about yourself as a pilot and connecting with your friends that you fly with, but also talking about your aircraft. So, for instance, we're enabling the ability just this week, this will be a new feature, be able to share a profile for your airplane. So at the tail number level, what you can share information about that airplane, where is it going, what trips is it taking, what's working, what's not, and all those kinds of things, because airplanes have personalities, we want to share that.
You talk of airplanes having personalities. We've got 12 personalities going by right now. We've got a dozen T-28s going by. They're going to be taking off soon. You won't miss that.
It's beautiful. You guys have the best view in the house.
We certainly do. And
we like it.
We like it. Yes, we do.
How long have you guys been on the web? How long has the site been available, been open, whatever you call it?
Well, we've called it a beta. We started accepting beta testers into the community just before Oshkosh last year. And we'll be dropping the beta tag and opening up the site so that you don't need an invite, you don't need to know somebody, you can just come and join that community, and that'll happen this week. We're really excited about that. We're sort of stepping out.
It's the grand opening, then.
That's exactly it.
That's great.
Are you ready for the stampede?
Oh, absolutely. We've been spending the last year making sure that servers and, you know, the back end sort of technology that we've been putting together is ready for the community to use the platform again, to, you know, create those pilot profiles, create those aircraft profiles, create trip profiles, so that before and after a flight you can create a profile for the trip you're going to take and what route you're going to go on and who's going to fly with you and what aircraft you're going to fly.
Jeez,
and then connect that together.
You could probably even hook into one of those flight following web servers that they have. I got a buddy of mine that tells me all the time, oh yeah, I'm going here, here, and there with the airplane, and by golly, you get on that website, yep, they've landed an hour and a half ago. Thank you for the warning.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. We going forward, very much want to be able to do that. If I'm talking about a trip, saying I want to go from, I fly from just west of Chicago out of 06 Charlie, and we flew to the East Coast. Well, what's a good IFR routing around the airspace in Chicago? So we start talking about that on the site. People put in, you know, you probably want to go here, go all the way to Piatone, just route for that, and then ask for direct after, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But once I'm there, I want to press a button that says, okay, there's my route, show me the weather. I want to go out that direction. When it comes back, I want to be able to put in, here's the route I actually took. Now, I guarantee you, most of my friends from, you know, high school and before don't care about that route. But I know that there's folks on the site at my transponder that definitely do. And they might say, you know, next time you might want to try such and such. And along the way, don't forget there's that, TFR for whatever in this spot in the middle of Indiana. So there's plenty of things that we want to be able to share with our aviation friends.
Sounds like a plan. I know that from what I understand, the best traffic routing around Chicago is courtesy of San Diego. So if it's as bad in the air as it is on the ground, you guys got problems up there.
Yeah, we joke, turn left, and when you get to Canada, turn right.
Ah, watch out for the puddle.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, really. Well, we're talking to Rod Ray Kick and Mike Miley of MyTransponder.com. They're opening up the website. Well, it's been opened. They're going to expand into the grand opening coming up here. I'm Fast Eddie.
I'm Digital Dave. One thing real quick, where are you guys on the field? Do you have a booth?
We're actually camped in Scholler this year.
The easy answer is we're everywhere because we're on the internet.
Okay, so go look on the internet. All right, we're going to take a break. This is Digital Dave again. You're listening to EAA Radio.